Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace your IELTS speaking task, describing a motivational figure. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about people who have influenced or motivated us. One common topic is describing a person who has inspired you to take up a new hobby. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about hobbies and interests. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Do you have any hobbies? How do you spend your free time? Have you recently started any new activities? Let's focus on the third question. Have you recently started any new activities? Sample answer, band 6-7. Yes, I have. I recently started learning photography. It's been quite interesting so far, and I'm enjoying it a lot. Sample answer, band 8-9. Absolutely. I've recently taken up landscape photography, which has been an incredibly rewarding experience. It's not only allowed me to explore my creative side, but also encouraged me to venture outdoors more often and appreciate the beauty of nature in a whole new way. Part 2, long-term cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1-2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a person who has motivated you to take up a new hobby. You should say who this person is, what hobby they inspired you to start, how they motivated you, and explain how this new hobby has impacted your life. Sample answer, band 6-7. The person who motivated me to take up a new hobby is my cousin Mark. He inspired me to start photography. Mark has been into photography for years, and whenever we met, he would show me his amazing pictures. He motivated me by explaining how photography helps him see the world differently and capture beautiful moments. He also offered to lend me his old camera to get started. This new hobby has had a positive impact on my life. It's given me a creative outlet and a reason to explore new places. I've also met new people who share this interest. Sample answer, band 8-9. The individual who ignited my passion for a new hobby is my extraordinarily talented cousin, Mark. He inspired me to delve into the world of landscape photography, a pursuit that has since become an integral part of my life. Mark, an accomplished photographer himself, has been honing his craft for over a decade. His breathtaking captures of natural scenery have always left me in awe. During one of our family gatherings, he shared his portfolio, and I was utterly mesmerized by how he could transform ordinary scenes into extraordinary works of art. What truly motivated me was Mark's infectious enthusiasm and his ability to perceive beauty in the most unexpected places. He eloquently described how photography had enhanced his appreciation for nature and sharpened his observational skills. His passion was palpable, and it sparked a desire in me to experience the world through a lens. Mark didn't just inspire me verbally. He took concrete steps to facilitate my journey into photography. He generously offered to lend me his spare DSLR camera and patiently guided me through the basics of composition and exposure. His unwavering support and constructive feedback on my initial attempts were instrumental in boosting my confidence and fueling my enthusiasm. This new hobby has had a profound impact on my life. It has opened my eyes to the subtle beauties of the world around me, encouraging me to seek out new locations and appreciate the interplay of light and shadow in everyday scenes. Moreover, it has provided me with a creative outlet that allows me to express myself in ways I never thought possible. Furthermore, photography has expanded my social circle, connecting me with like-minded individuals who share this passion. I've joined local photography clubs and online communities, fostering new friendships and engaging in stimulating discussions about techniques and artistic vision. In essence, Mark's influence has not only given me a new hobby, but also a fresh perspective on life. Through the lens of my camera, I've learned to see the world with renewed wonder and appreciate the beauty in both grand vistas and minute details. Follow-up questions. How often do you practice this new hobby? Have you shared your new interest with others? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. I make it a point to engage in photography on a regular basis. Typically, I dedicate at least a few hours every weekend to capturing images, whether it's a planned excursion to a scenic location or simply wandering around my neighborhood with my camera. Additionally, I try to squeeze in some quick shooting sessions during the week, often during my lunch breaks, or in the evening when the light is particularly captivating. I find that consistent practice is crucial for honing my skills and developing my artistic eye. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Examiner: How do hobbies contribute to personal development? Sample answer band 6-7. Hobbies can help people develop new skills and learn more about themselves. They can also be a good way to relax and reduce stress. Some hobbies might even lead to new career opportunities. Sample answer 8-9. Hobbies play a pivotal role in personal development, offering a multitude of benefits that extend far beyond mere entertainment. Firstly, they provide an avenue for skill acquisition and refinement, allowing individuals to cultivate expertise in areas outside their professional domains. This broadening of one's skill set can enhance cognitive flexibility and problem-solving abilities. Moreover, hobbies serve as powerful stress relievers, offering a much-needed respite from the demands of daily life. They provide a sense of accomplishment and boost self-esteem, which can positively impact other areas of life, including work and relationships. Furthermore, engaging in hobbies can foster creativity and innovation, traits that are increasingly valued in today's rapidly evolving world. They can also lead to the discovery of hidden talents or latent passions, potentially opening up new career paths or entrepreneurial opportunities. Lastly, hobbies often involve social interaction, helping individuals build networks and develop interpersonal skills. This social aspect can contribute significantly to overall well-being and personal growth. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: ignite a passion, phrasal verb, to cause strong feelings of enthusiasm or excitement. Example: His stories about space exploration ignited a passion for astronomy in me. Delve into phrasal verb, to research or explore something thoroughly. Example: I decided to delve into the history of photography to better understand its evolution. Hone one's craft, idiom, to refine or perfect a skill through practice. Example: She spent years honing her craft before becoming a professional photographer. Infectious enthusiasm, infectious enthusiasm, noun phrase, excitement or interest that spreads easily to others. Example: His infectious enthusiasm for bird watching soon had the whole group interested. Profound impact, markdown phrase, a very significant or deep effect. Example: Learning to play an instrument had a profound impact on her cognitive abilities. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner: Practice regularly. Consistent practice is key to improving your speaking skills. Try to speak English every day, even if it's just for a few minutes. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to hobbies and personal development. Use them naturally in your responses. Use personal examples. When describing how someone motivated you, use specific examples and anecdotes to make your answer more engaging and authentic. Focus on fluency. While accuracy is important, don't let the fear of making mistakes stop you from speaking. Aim for a natural, flowing conversation. Listen carefully. Pay close attention to the examiner's questions and make sure your answers are relevant and on topic. By following these guidelines and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about motivation and hobbies in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to speak naturally and confidently while showcasing your English language skills. For more tips on staying motivated during your IELTS preparation, check out our article on the best ways to stay motivated while working from home. Additionally, you might find our guide on how to describe a time when you were praised for something you did helpful for developing your descriptive speaking skills. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.